and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 15. Are you guys feeling spooky? I mean, I hope so. It's spooky month. I mean, no better time to feel spooky than this month, right? But if you're not, you came to the right place because we're going to get spooky with some stories. But before that, I am actually going to tell you a little fun, I guess, legend of a jack-o'-lantern. So let's get on with it. Jack-o'-lantern comes from the Irish legend of Stingy Jack. Legend has it that Stingy Jack invited the devil to have a drink with him. But Jack didn't want to pay for the drink, so he convinced the devil to turn himself into a coin. Instead of buying the drink, he pocketed the coin and kept it close to a silver cross in his house, preventing the devil from taking shape again. He promised to let the devil go as long as he would leave Jack alone for a year, and that if Jack died, the devil wouldn't claim his soul. After a year, Jack tricked the devil again to leave him alone and not claim his soul. When Jack died, God didn't want such a conniving person in heaven, and the devil, true to his word, would not allow him into hell. Jack was sent off into the night with only burning coal to light his path. He placed the coal inside a carved-out turnip and has been roaming the earth ever since. People in Ireland and Scotland began creating their own creations of Jack's lanterns out of turnips, beets, and potatoes. The tradition traveled to the United States along with the immigrants, and people began to use pumpkins, native to North America, for the lanterns instead. Well, I learned something, and I hope you did too if you didn't already know this. I honestly thought we carved pumpkins just for the hell of it. God, maybe we should just start carving turnips, beets, and potatoes. That's pretty fun. I'm gonna carve a freaking potato and make a jack-o'-lantern out of it. Put it on my front porch. Because why not? But anyhow, let's move on to our stories.
This comes from an anonymous writer.
I've never told anyone about this, but when I was in college, I woke up one night to a glowing soldier at the end of my bed. He was standing there, looking at me and screaming. I couldn't hear a sound, but you could see him scream like he was in pain. It was odd because I'm an easily spooked person, and there was something still and calming about the whole thing. For some reason, I wasn't scared. I was just watching this guy show me his anguish and pain. And then he was gone. I never knew how to make sense of it. And not long after, I learned that just down the street from our house was an old World War I post, an armory. So, I don't know if it was a spirit from that time. Is this a thing though? Do ghosts glow? Are they silent? I have no reference to this, and I think about it from time to time, wondering if I'm crazy or if I really did see it. This one's really creepy to me, but also really sad at the same time, because the fact that this person can see the look on this poor spirit's face, that they're in pain and they're showing you what they went through possibly in real life, that's just horrible. And glowing is interesting too. If you know why a spirit would be glowing, let me know. I mean, how do you feel about this? Because this was supposed to be spooky, and it is, but it's also sad. But I don't want to dwell on this too much. Let's move on to story two. Just putting a warning on this story, there is a mention of self-harm, but there's nothing graphic about it. Just wanted to give you the disclaimer if you felt like you needed to skip ahead. And you can skip ahead to
8 minutes and 12 seconds
for the ending.
This comes from lover_ho on Reddit.
So, for quite some time, I had a shadowy figure watch me from a distance. I see it almost every night out of my window. I saw it wave to me numerous times, and sometimes I waved back. Let's be honest, it probably was a bad idea. I see it sometimes in my room as well. Whenever it's in my room, it either sits in my chair or on the bed next to me. Sometimes, it likes to hum melodies to me. I'm not too worried about it since it hasn't harmed me in any way. It only sometimes moved objects from different locations in my room. It has been with me for around a month or two. My friend has had some experience with ghosts. They collect haunted dolls, and they also live in another city. But we visit each other practically every day, and they told me that they feel something watching them, or a presence when in my room. I had similar experiences in the past with shadowy people, but often if I saw nothing for over a month, I just declared it gone. I don't really mind it being around, at least for now. It doesn't seem to mean any harm, but sometimes the feeling of it watching me really gets me paranoid, especially at night, but that's about it. The shadowy person is about 6'5 to 6'9. It has wide eyes and is fully black. It also has a masculine build. If it's moving objects, then it only seems to be interested in moving sharp slash dangerous objects, like scissors. It's moved my scissors around about 3 to 4 times by now, which seemed a bit threatening at first, but I've also been struggling with self-harm lately, so it seems to be trying to help me by moving the scissors around. Due to my family beliefs, though, I cannot get a diagnosis at a psychiatrist, and I checked for any carbon monoxide in the house, so it can't be that. Does anyone have any idea of what it is? So, I did speak with this person on the story directly, and he gave me his full permission to share everything. And this story is also another one of those interesting stories where we're just going to say that's there's negative going on in his life, in this person's life, and there's a shadow figure, and there's a spirit who is there. But this is a weird one because, like he said, this spirit is not wanting to harm him. So it's kind of a turn of events. Like, usually in negative situations, it seems like negative entities come and attach to those people for just a moment or for a while. Go listen to some previous stories, you will understand a little bit more. But this one, there's negative going on in his world, and it seems to be trying to help him. So I don't know. And the whole waving thing too, oh my God, that gives me freaking chills. I literally have goosebumps because just the thought of something like black and shadowy waving back. Oh, no. Okay. But anyhow, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. It was all spooky to me. I hope it's spooky to you. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.